This episode of Coverville is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free from ExpressVPN later on in the program. Coming up on episode number 1253, a couple of tributes for today's show. Boy, in the last week, we've lost a couple great ones. Peter Tork of the Monkees passed away last week. And from the Monkees, like I mentioned. Also, Mark Hollis, the lead vocalist of Talk Talk, also passed away. I think yesterday morning was when I heard about that, or Monday morning, yesterday morning. Anyway, covers of the Monkees and Talk Talk all on today's program. It's all this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, February 27th. 2019. My name is Brian Evan, and welcome to a double tribute episode of Coverville. Lost two musicians in the past week that that I was a fan of. Peter Tork of the Monkees and Mark Hollis of Talk Talk both passed away this last week. And before I get started with the tribute for those two musicians, great musicians, I'm going to go ahead and tell you about Coverville being a patron-supported podcast. Yes, you can help support this show just like fine people such as Brett Abbott, Darren Evanchuk, Jason Martin, Cameron Hoffs, oh yeah, Tetsemi, Mark Melzer, Matthew Nightmare, Ice Warm, Mildred Shelton, Spencer Urkula, Valerie Allen. Those are some Patreon patrons. And then over on the Coverville Citizen side, we've got Roger Green, Jack Lekensky, Julie Romandetta, John Ekman, David Ebel, Ross Edwards, Robert Martin, Kimberly Zuckert, Don Whiteside, and John Ruck. Thank you guys for your support, whether it's via Patreon or Coverville Citizenship. If you're wondering how to support the program and you're brand new to it, Patreon is the best way to go. Visit patreon.com/coverville. Throw me a buck, you know, a buck a month. That's all. That's all I'm asking. You don't have to throw more. You can. I won't say no, but you know, a buck is great. If everybody listening to me send a dollar via Patreon every month, then I could afford to grow hair, really, is what it comes down to. Let's go ahead and get started. And a song that you probably didn't realize was a cover is the song that gave our first band on the show their name. The band Talk Talk had a single. First big single was a song called Talk Talk. But Talk Talk wasn't the first band to do Talk Talk. It was Mark Hollis's first band called The Reaction that initially did the song. Initially, it was called Talk, 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 Talk. Four of them for Talk, 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 Talk. And they included it on a compilation, a record label compilation called Streets, back in 1978, about 4 years before it would become a hit for the band of the same name. Here is The Reaction and Talk, 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 Talk.
Society was bringing them down. A politician, they keep talking them rounds. Twist their rim and make you bend it straight down the line. All you have to do to me is talk, talk. Talk, talk. All you have to do to me is talk, talk. Talk, talk. All you have to do to me is talk, talk. Well, all the people I meet on the streets don't know the rules of the game. All they wanna do is tell you their life. Can see the other side and they're just wasting my time. see that you've been cheating on me. And yeah, you're laughing at me when I'm hurt. I see you when you cry for me when I'm down. I see you when you're laughing at me when I'm hurt. I see you when you cry for me. Hey, it's good, Miss Tag Tag. Tag Tag.
Yeah. Life for wealth and wealth. had one long arm left in love with everything. So the bitches that I burned for, one song among us.
The Color of Spring, that's a cover by Will Daly. It's a cover of a song that Mark Hollis released solo. After the breakup of Talk Talk, he released one solo album, and that was a cover of one of the songs from that, Will Daly. And a submission, he's a Coverville indie artist, sent in that submission, Will Daly, and Color of Spring. Before that, The Gathering with their cover of Life's What You Make It from their Accessories album. It's a compilation of all their B-sides and rarities and things like that. Came out in 2005. Delane with a cover of Such a Shame, that one from their album Interlude from 2013. Sexy Sadie with their cover of It's My Life. Shame on you if you thought that was a note. Well, no, not shame on you. People, you know, I respect when people discover songs. It may not always be the what they realize is a cover of the original. So whatever, it's totally fine. No Doubt did it, had a big hit with it. Originally done by Talk Talk, and that cover right there by Sexy Sadie from their 2002 album Dream Covers. And then top of the set, Talk 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 by The Reaction, the original version of the song that became Talk Talk by, yes, Talk Talk. Let's move on to Peter Tork of the Monkees, also passed away last week. And so many great songs to pull from for here. Let's start with this one. It's beautifully done by Renee and Jeremy from their 2012 album, A Little Love. Here is Daydream Believer.
I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring,
but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. The shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. You know how happy I can be.
And our good times start and end without dollar one to spend.
But how much, baby, do we really need?
cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean.
Catch. slow. No, 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 don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming
stop.
The Miserables from their Miserables Undercover series, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, originally done by Paul Revere and the Raiders, but it was the Monkees version that made it highest on the charts. I'm Not Your Stepping Stone right there from 2013 from the Miserables Undercover. Carole King right before that with Pleasant Valley Sunday. This is one of the songs that she wrote with Jerry Goffin, who was the subject of a Coverville episode a couple weeks ago. Pleasant Valley Sunday from her Legendary Demos album that she released in 2012 featured all those songs that that she wrote for other people but were recorded as demos by her and Jerry. Really great stuff. Last Train to Clarksville, before that, Cassandra Wilson with that jazzy version from her Closer to You, the Pop Side album that came out in 2009. Renee and Jeremy at the top of that set, Daydream Believer from their album A Little Love from 2012. More Monkees coming up here in just a second, but before we get to that, let's get to this. The sponsor of today's episode of Coverville is ExpressVPN. So you've heard about all these data breaches, right? I mean, it's nothing new. University of Connecticut just had a data breach. There was talk a couple of days ago about TurboTax Intuit getting breached. I think that turned out to be a hoax, but why take that chance? You're going to places like Starbucks, you're going to the airport, you're going to all these places where you're hopping on general Wi-Fi, you're hopping on the public Wi-Fi, and you don't know what's happening. Even if you're at home on your computer, you know those agencies like Google and Apple and Amazon and all those companies are tracking you. Well, ExpressVPN has the answer, and it has a very easy answer. It's a super duper easy app that either installs on your computer or your iOS device, your tablet, your phone, whatever. Turn it on, it takes one click and you're protected. It secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Keep that stuff private. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN only costs about $7 a month, even less. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service. Did I say ExpressVPS? ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you ever worry about public Wi-Fi, you want to keep hackers and spies from seeing your data, or you want to keep your online history private, your personal search history, oh my God, I'm thinking about what my personal search history has in there. Then ExpressVPN is the way to go. Here's how you get started. Oh my gosh, it's so easy. Go today. Go to expressvpn.com/coverville. That's expressvpn.com/coverville. You're going to get 3 months free when you buy a one-year package. And come on, it's less than $7 a month. This is a very, very inexpensive way to keep your internet search history protected, your internet access, your online shopping, all of your data, your personal, your social media. Keep it all protected with ExpressVPN. Visit expressvpn.com/coverville and protect your online activity today. Back to the Monkees and back to a cover here. Another one that is associated with both the Monkees and another artist, that artist being Neil Diamond. Here is the song I'm a Believer, performed by the band Cadet.
Yeah. if I tried. What's the use of trying? All I get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Till I saw your face. Now I'm a believer. Now there's not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, ooh yeah. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave ya if I tried. Out to get me, or so it seemed. Disappointment on in all my dreams. Till I saw your face. Now I'm a believer. Now there's not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, ooh yeah. I'm a believer. I could lead ya if I tried. I'm a believer, I'm a believer, I'm a
tomorrow, that's when I have to choose how I wish I could borrow someone else's shoes. Mallory, oh what a sweet girl, lips like strawberry pie. Sandra, long hair and big curls, I can't make up my mind. Ooh, I see all kinds of sorrow, wish I only love one. Look out, here comes tomorrow. Oh, how I wish tomorrow would never come. Told them both that I love them, said it, and it was true. But I can't have both of them, don't know what to do. I see all kinds of sorrow, wish I only loved one. Look out, here comes tomorrow. Oh, how I wish tomorrow would never
acoustic version there of Lookout, Here Comes Tomorrow by Bike Ride. That one from a tribute to the Monkees called Through the Looking Glass, Indie Pop Plays the Monkees. Porpoise Song from the band And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. Love that. That psychedelic track brought to you from their album Worlds Apart. And it's funny because it's another song that I played, I think, a couple weeks ago on that Jerry Goffin tribute. A little bit me, a little bit you. Dan Carrasco. Dude, let me tell you, Dan Carrasco is a 24-year-old UK music producer, and he's cranking out stuff like that. That's, you know, Mark Ronson-level brilliance right there. A little bit me, a little bit you. That one from a 2017 tribute to the Monkees called Listen to the Band's 25 Monkees covers on that one. And then Cadet from the from their self-titled 2001 album, a song that's just a little bit Neil Diamond and a little bit Monkees. I'm a believer, but it's not at all Smash Mouth. I'll just say that right now. One last set of music, and we're going to start this last set with a song that Peter Tork said was one of his favorite Monkees songs of all time. This was a song that they wrote after they had attended a Beatles party where they met, like, Mama Cass, the Beatles. You'll even hear the Beatles mentioned in here in the lyrics for the four EMI kings or something like that, the four EMI lads. Anyway, the song is called Randy Scouse Git. I apologize to my UK friends. Zoe, I hope I didn't offend you by using that horrible, horrible UK phrase. The cover here is by Robin Goldwasser from the Losers Lounge. This is from their 1999 collection, Simply Mad, 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 Mad About the Losers Lounge. Here is Randy Scouse Git.
She's a wonderful lady, and she's mine, oh mine, and they're done.
doesn't seem a way that she won't come and blow my mind. It's too easy humming songs to a girl in yellow dress. It's been a long time since the party, and the room is in a mess. The four kings of EMI are seated stately on the floor. There are birds out on the sidewalk and a valet at my door. He reminds me of a penguin with few and plastered hair. There's talcum powder on the letter, and the birthday boy is there. One, two. Why don't you cut your hair? Why don't you live up there? What are you doing? I do see what I see, what I care. Now they've darkened all the windows, and the seats are naugahyde. I've been waiting for an hour, I can't find a place to hide. The being known as Wonder Girl is speaking. I believe it won't be easy trying to tell her that I shortly have to leave. One, two, why don't you leave that face? What are you trying to see? What are you doing?
We'll be right back. my steaming coffee warms my face. I'm disappointed in the taste, but there's a peace the early brings. The morning world of growing things.
To make sure I include at least one song by Peter Tork that was recorded just a few years ago with Shoe Suede Blues. That's Peter Tork and Shoe Suede Blues with a cover of Early Morning Blues and Greens, a song that was originally done by the Monkees, included on the album Step by Step. He sounds a little like Roy Orbison in that song to me. I don't know, maybe it's just me. Tommy Frenzy right before that, from a tribute to the Monkees called Stepping Stone from 2012. That is Valerie. The Bent Back Tulips, and it wasn't until about, I don't know, 30 seconds into that song that I realized that I had actually included this very song two episodes ago on that Jerry Goffin cover story. And usually I try to be really good about that and realized, oh no, that was on 1251. That one's not marked with 1253. Oh well. What can you do? Sweet Young Thing by the Bent Back Tulips from their album Looking Through. And then Robin Goldwasser with a cover of Randy Scow's Git, that one from Simply Mad, 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 Mad About the Loser's Lounge from 1999. Wow, a lot of stuff there. Hope you enjoyed it. And that is going to bring us right to the end of today's program. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, I strongly urge you to do so. I'd love to hear from you. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use, or you can visit coverville.com. It's your website, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Hey, if you want to leave a request, leave a recording, you can do that too by dialing 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville's part of the Frog Pit. No, no, it's not. I'm way ahead of myself. Coverville's part of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Thanks to Cashfly for the bandwidth, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they're a little bit me and a little bit you. Also, I gotta take a second to plug the other show I'm doing. I should have done this earlier in the show. Go check out americasnexttoppodcaster.com or search for America's Next Top Podcaster on your podcast client of choice, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, whatever. I'm working on a reality show. We're about 4 or 5 episodes in, having a great time doing it. And if you enjoy this, you might enjoy that. That's America's Next Top Podcaster. Over there at americasnexttoppodcaster.com.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.